Middle of Nowhere by Ridley Pearson. Copyright 2000 by Ridley Pearson. Read by the author and performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
Middle of Nowhere. Behind her, the garage door groaned shut, a combination of hair-raising squeals metal on metal, and the tight, quickened shutters of rollers traveling slightly off track. The garage opener's bulb was burned out, leaving only the yellow glare of car headlights on a self-timer. Sharp shadows stretched across the tools and garden hoses that cluttered the walls. The room smelled of burning rubber, hot motor oil, and lawn fertilizer, slightly sickening. A light rain struck the garage roof percussively. Moving around the parked car, Maria Sanchez's body reflected the late hour, hunched shoulders, stiff legs. She wanted a bath, some sleepy time tea, and the Amy Tan novel that awaited her. She felt the weight of her sidearm in her purse as she adjusted its strap on her shoulder. When out on active duty, she wore it holstered at her side, but the last 4 hours of her day had been paperwork, and she had transferred the gun to her bag. At least another 4 to go if she were to get even partly caught up, but no more on that night. She had clocked out. Amy Tan owned the rest of her waking hours. She closed the side door to the garage and stepped into darkness. The light alongside the back door hadn't come on, which surprised her since it worked off a sensor that should have automatically switched it on at sunset. It must have been burned out also. Just like the one in the garage, God, she wanted that bath. Something moved behind her. A cop learned the difference between the elements and human beings. This was not wind, not the elements. It was human movement. Her right hand dropped and reached for a weapon she now remembered wasn't there. Her terror mounted.